10 years pass since Joachim and Anne first began fervent prayers for a child. The seasons turned, and now the village lay blanketed in the quiet stillness of winter. The landscape, once vibrant with summer's warmth, was now stark and cold, the trees bare and the earth hardened by frost. Inside their humble home, the years had etched their marks upon Joachim and Anne. Their faces bore the lines of time, their hair streaked with silver, yet their faith remained unshaken. Once again, they knelt in prayer, their voices rising in unison, a testament to their enduring devotion. But this time, as they prayed, a sudden and radiant light filled the room, engulfing them in its brilliance. Before them appearing a young and strikingly handsome man, his presence both ethereal and tangible. It was the angel Gabriel, his form glowing with divine light, his voice gentle yet commanding. "I am Gabriel, sent by the Holy Trinity with this message. You, Joachim and Anne, who have shown yourselves to be devout servants, who in continuous prayer for the redemption of humanity and the coming of the Messiah, have come to our presence and have been heard in our clemency. So too has been heard your prayer for a child. Our promise to you, by the favor of our right hand, is that you will receive the fruit of benediction. Anne, although sterile, shall miraculously conceive a daughter to whom we give the name of Mary. She will be blessed among women. All nations shall know her as the Blessed. For love has softened the heart of the Almighty and has hastened his mercy toward man. This daughter shall be wonderful in all her doings and in all her life. From her childhood, let her be consecrated to God as you have promised. She shall be elect, exalted, powerful, and full of the Holy Spirit. For the conception of the child, all heaven and earth shall rejoice." The light around Anne grew even brighter, and Gabriel turned to her, speaking privately. "We will create in you a perfect work, which is the object of our omnipotence and a pattern of the perfection intended for our children and the finishing crown of creation. In her, who shall be free of sin, we deposit the graces of good, given and then lost by the first man. You alone will know that Mary shall be the portal of life and salvation for the sons of Adam." With that, the angel Gabriel disappeared, and the light surrounding the couple faded, leaving them in stunned silence.